Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over if it is possible to have an automatic pool cleaner in all of the accounts in your service route, and I'll go over ways to kind of ensure that 95 to 100% of all your pools have a cleaner in it, and why it's a great benefit for you if you do pool service. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So I'll hear this once in a while from an old timer or from someone who may not know exactly the benefit of an automatic cleaner in a pool. And that is, hey, if the customer has an automatic pool cleaner, they don't need me because they have a pool cleaner that's going to keep their pool clean every week. And that's just not the truth. A lot of the members of my group won't even take on a service account that doesn't have a cleaner. Or if they're unwilling to put a cleaner in, they'll pass up that account. Or they'll charge a premium for those pools where they have to vacuum every week. Now, there are some pools, of course, that get a lot of heavy debris. And there are some things you can do to help an automatic cleaner in those pools, and I'll go over that also. But basically, an automatic cleaner is not going to take your job away. It's going to make your job easier, yes, and it's going to make the customer's pool look swim ready every week. So there's a lot of great benefits for that, and you can sell the automatic cleaners to the customer by letting them know that you're there for 20-25 minutes a week, and then the gardener may show up, the wind's going to blow, other things may happen, or if they use their pool a lot, the automatic cleaner is going to keep all the dirt and debris out. And besides that, if you live in an area like my area here in Southern California, the soil is really rich in metals. And so if there's dirt in the pool and it stays in there for more than a week, sometimes that dirt can stain the pool. So the automatic cleaner is a great way to keep the pool from actually being stained by any kind of anything that falls in the pool. I've had pools saved when they had, you know, some staples fall in there or small nails fall in there and the cleaner picked it up. It actually saved the pool from being stained pretty badly. So there are some benefits in that regard. So the cleaner is not going to take your job away. It's going to actually make your job easier and allow you to actually do more accounts and thereby keep your rates lower. So a lot of ways you can sell that to your customer. But basically, the premise here is, can you have an automatic cleaner in every pool? And the answer simply is yes. 9 out of 10 customers will not be opposed to an automatic cleaner. I've only run into rare occasions where the customer says, oh, I don't like the look of the hoses, or I don't want anything in my pool. In that case, I would sell them a robotic pool cleaner, which I do sell on my route. And I have a few of those robotic pool cleaners in the pools. You just got to train the customer how to use them, when to put them in the pool, and things of that nature, where to store it properly so it's not being damaged. So a robotic pool cleaner is a great choice for those customers that don't like the look of the hoses in their pool every week, which are some customers. So you have that option. So there is a cleaner option for everyone. If you have a pool with heavy debris, a pressure cleaner, hopefully the builder had put in a booster pump for that. But if not, you can use a Polaris 360, which is a great return side cleaner, I should say, not pressure, since it works off the return lines. And if you have a pool with heavy debris, the Polaris 360 is great for those pools. Just note that you have to have at least a 1 horsepower pump, and I recommend a full-size filter. A 4-cartridge filter or a good size sand filter or a good size D filter works best with the Polaris 360. And then you may have to plug off 1 or 2 return lines, and you're going to need threaded return lines in that pool. A lot of pools do have threaded return lines, so that's not a problem, but some don't. So that may make the Polaris 360 install not possible. But for pools with heavy debris, I think the pressure cleaners or the Polaris 360 return side cleaner are your best options there, or a robotic pool cleaner. Now, for the majority of pools in Southern California, we have suction cleaners. We do have pressure cleaners here. Most of the pools are set up with a vacuum port or side port, and a suction cleaner is actually perfect for my area because we get small leaf debris and mainly dirt in the pool. And so they're extremely popular in Southern California. And more than likely, if you take over an account in my area, there's going to be a suction cleaner in the pool or suitable for a suction cleaner to be put into the pool. So if you're taking over a new account or if you have an account on your route and they don't have a cleaner in there, you have to kind of sell the cleaner to the customer. Some of the things I mentioned at the beginning are good selling points. I think having your pool swim ready every week is a great selling point. And this allows you to focus more on the tiles, the chemistry, brushing the pool, preventing algae, things of that nature, instead of manually vacuuming every pool. Now, if you have any service contract that you're going to manually vacuum every pool, you may want to amend that and maybe say you're going to vacuum the pools when necessary or spot vacuum. Or you can, of course, get a vacuum system like the Riptide or the bottom feeder, and you can actually vacuum every pool. It takes about 5 or 8 minutes, not a problem. And then the suction cleaner will pick up the finer debris. However you want to set up your route, the cleaner will definitely help you because you're not going to be manually vacuuming the entire pool, which is a time-consuming and very manual, labor-intensive job. Especially if it's 100 degrees out, you don't want to be standing there with a vacuum in your hands and trying to get a pool clean. So the cleaner definitely comes in handy in that respect. I like to sell cleaners to my customers, but if they're kind of reluctant, kind of on the fence, they don't really want the cleaner, I'll actually install maybe a used cleaner that I have that I picked up from another customer on my route, or I'll just purchase them a Zodiac Ranger or the Pentair Little Rebel, which is one of my favorite cleaners out there. Not the full-size Rebel, but the Little Rebel for above-ground pools. And here's a tip for you. Any cleaner that's made for an above-ground pool can generally be used in an in-ground pool, and they're actually a lot better priced. Sometimes they may have less hoses, like the Little Rebel, but they may be a full-size cleaner like the Zodiac Ranger, which is my favorite throw-in kind of cleaner for the customer because it's really effective, and it's about $140 wholesale, almost the same price you would get it at a retail price in a lot of areas. So you really can't save a lot of money buying these from your wholesaler, but they're only $1.50, and they work really good, and they come with real hoses, and they come with a skimmer adapter that if you don't need, you can actually sell on eBay for like $40. So it's definitely a great cleaner and a bargain to get the Zodiac Ranger or the Pentair Little Rebel. You can, of course, go with the Zodiac MX6. I have a guy in my group that loves those, and he puts those on all the accounts that he's adding cleaners to. They're great. They just have a lot of parts requirements in the future. But whatever cleaner you like to put in there, you can definitely do that. And I'll back up a little bit and I'll explain how I kind of get a lot of my spare cleaners. A lot of them are handed to me by the customer, a lot of Hayward Navigators, in fact. And you'll get to love the Hayward Navigator because they're easy to rebuild and they actually work really well in the pool. Besides being a part hog, they work really effectively. And so one of the main spare cleaners that I get are the Navigators or Pool Vacs from Hayward. And once you rebuild them, they're going to work really well. I have a lot of these. I have a couple of them in my backyard, a couple in my garage that I'm working on. And these are great spare cleaners that the customers are willing to give you because they just don't work effectively. They break down a lot. There's a lot of parts that go in there. So they're not the best cleaner to sell your customer as like a go-to cleaner. But as a spare cleaner, you're going to have a lot of these Navigators in your pool. So just buy the turbine kits, buy all the stuff you're going to need, the shoes and whatnot. You can replace all these parts on them and the pods, whatever you want to stock up on. These are great used cleaners. Now, I acquire a lot of cleaners from customers, and I mentioned this in my group chat. When, you know, some customers, they like to have everything running really well, and automatic cleaners are no exception. So after the suction cleaner gets about 3 or 4 years old, I usually replace it on these customers that like everything newer. So I'll take the old cleaner out and then I'll recirculate that cleaner with another pool or hold on to it as a spare cleaner. And that way those customers that want that new cleaner every 3 or 4 years will get that. And then I'll take the old cleaner out that's still probably usable in most cases. If it needs hoses, I have tons of those from other cleaners I pulled out. And then I'll rebuild it and I'll use it as a spare cleaner. Nothing wrong with that. The average lifespan anyway of a cleaner is about 4 years. And then you can rebuild them, of course, indefinitely if you have like a Navigator or the Hayward Pool Cleaner or even some of the Zodiac cleaners like the G3 or Ranger can be rebuilt. But they start looking ugly for being in the pool for 3 or 4 years. They fade. They don't look new or good. There's a lot of customers just like having a new cleaner put in. And they're only $300 or $400 for a good suction side cleaner, so it's not a big deal for the customer to buy a new cleaner every 3 or 4 years. And those customers that don't like doing that, you can just rebuild their cleaners year after year and keep it running for 5 to 8 years. Usually when the hoses wear out, I'll tell the customer, hey, look, these hoses are going to be $150, a new cleaner is $300. Why don't we just get a new cleaner at this point? It's been 7 years, and that's not a problem. And then I'll take that cleaner head, and then, of course, I'll reuse it because I have tons of hoses at my house that I can hook up the cleaner with. So it's kind of a win-win, even with the older cleaners, if you continue to do that service account long-term. So all of my pools have an automatic cleaner in them. I'm at 100% right now. And the pools that didn't like the pressure or suction cleaners, I have a robotic pool cleaner running in those pools. I like the Dolphin brand. I like the Polaris brand. I even like the Aquabot brand. Certain Aquabot cleaners are really good, like the Aquabot IQ. But if you want to get a bulletproof cleaner, go with Dolphin or with Polaris. I think Hayward is kind of underrated. I really love their Tiger Shark. A little bit high on the price point, but that's a great cleaner also. And I think whatever brand that you feel you're comfortable with, I think stick with one brand, and that way you're kind of familiar with the cleaner and you can sell them to your customers. And so if you like Dolphin, you can probably continue selling Dolphin to your customers or Polaris. But there are a lot of good robotic pool cleaner brands out there. I should mention that Leslie's has their own branded cleaners, and they usually come with a 3-year warranty. So if you're looking for a good robotic pool cleaner and you're looking for a good warranty, I definitely would recommend purchasing one at Leslie's Pool Supply, because you'll get that extra year warranty for your customer, and that may come in handy down the road. But bottom line is, almost every pool can have an automatic cleaner. And I did mention that there are some pools that need some help. So if there's a pool with really heavy debris, you want to get the pool skim for that pool. And this is a great device that actually turns a return jet into a secondary skimmer. So these pools that have a lot of debris, I'll put a suction cleaner in, and then I'll put the pool skim in, and they work hand in hand in enhancing the suction cleaner so that not a lot of the large debris falls down on the bottom, and the pool stays pretty much spotless every week. You can also get a solar power surface cleaner. You can get the Beta, or you can get the new Solar Breeze Aerial, or the SkimBot. All of those are great solar power surface cleaners. I think the new Solar Breeze Aerial would be the one that I would get. They're kind of having stocking issues, but like everyone else, the products are a little delayed. And then, of course, the SkimBot is kind of like the Mercedes-Benz of these solar cleaners. I really like the SkimBot. Just the price point may be out of your range for a lot of your customers, but having a surface cleaner on the surface does a great job of keeping it clean. And I would recommend with the surface solar cleaners to use a robotic pool cleaner in those pools. It just works better. And so if you have a customer that maybe they have a lot of leaf debris and it's too much for a suction cleaner, I definitely would sell them a robotic pool cleaner and a surface cleaner to go with it hand in hand. And it works really well. You just can't have the robot in the pool the same time that you have the surface cleaner, because it'll kind of get hung up on the cleaner hoses. But other than that, the combination works really well. So the customer has to be a little more aware of that. Now, you can definitely use a solar surface cleaner with a pressure cleaner or with a suction cleaner. They're designed to kind of navigate around the hoses. They're just not as effective with those cleaner types in the pool. But I've, of course, used them with suction cleaners and with pressure cleaners in the pool, and they're perfectly fine. It's just not ideal for them, but they work really well. The pool skim, I think, would be the first thing I would gravitate towards, because it's only like $130, and it definitely works really effectively of cleaning the surface of all the leaf debris before it falls to the bottom. And so I highly recommend getting an automatic cleaner in every pool, whether you install it yourself or you sell it to the customer. One way to get the customer to buy one is to get a good demo cleaner and put it in the pool for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I think the Hayward Pool Cleaner, Aquanaut, Phoenix, they're all the same cleaner but sold in different outlets. This is probably the best demo cleaner you can buy for a Plaster or PebbleTec pool. Pretty much, it's not going to have any problems navigating those pools and won't get stuck anywhere, so it'll work really well in keeping the pool clean. And then you can sell them that cleaner or a new one of that same model if it's working effectively. And it's a good way for you to test out the cleaner in the pool also to make sure it's going to be fine in that pool. The second choice would be the Zodiac Ranger for one of these pools if the customer is a little bit tight with their budget. And for a vinyl and fiberglass pool, I would not demo any cleaner except the Zodiac Ranger because it does a great job in those pool surface types. And so demoing a cleaner is a great way for them to purchase a cleaner. You can also get a demo robotic pool cleaner and then drop it in pools on occasion. But whatever cleaner you want to demo, you definitely want to have like an arsenal of demo cleaners. And you can try some of the manufacturer Try Me programs. Hayward and Pentair will allow you to buy 3 cleaners a year at a discounted price to kind of demo and test out. And I definitely would take advantage of those programs. You can stop by your local supplier and they'll have the Try Me form, or call your local rep and they'll definitely get you on the Try Me program to try out these automatic cleaners. So an automatic cleaner will definitely make your day a lot easier out there and keep the customer's pool a lot cleaner. And there are many ways to get a cleaner into a pool, either with the customer purchasing it, you purchasing it and renting the cleaner to the customer, or you demoing it and then the customer will buy one, or taking over a pool and letting the customer know that their rate will be a little bit lower if they go with an automatic cleaner that they don't have in the pool currently. Whatever method you want to use, you can definitely use one of these methods to get an automatic cleaner in the pool to make your life much easier and make your day go by much quicker out there. And if you're looking for other podcasts I recorded on different automatic cleaners, go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a menu and you can search for other recordings on automatic cleaners. Also, while you're on my site, click on the sponsored companies and you're going to see a list of companies that are part of my group. And these companies offer various discounts to group members. You can join my group at poolguidecoaching.com. And it's a great way to enhance your business and also receive some discounts from these sponsor companies that have partnered with me. Again, you can learn more at poolguidecoaching.com or directly from my website. Click on the coaching icon. That'll take you to the coaching site to sign up. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.